Welcome to Minority Corner
with Aneke
and James. Learn, laugh, play.
It's like Blue's Clues.
Only more black, gay,
and ladylike.
Previously on Minority Corner,
what did we say?
We talked about Rachel D.
We did talk about Rachel D.
Orange is the New Black, boobies galore.
All up on Rolling Stone.
White ladies be all up on it.
The Hamburglar!
Ladies in sensible pantsuits in Jurassic World.
Running in those high heels.
And here we go, episode 2. Thanks for still listening. What you doing there?
Episode 2!
Yeah!
Episode 2!
You know we have actual music, so you don't have to do the theme song.
That's just me. That's okay. My mouth the whole time.
Oh!
Yeah, you didn't know that I sent you that recording?
You're brown out?
I am brown out.
That's awkward.
That's my name.
Episode 2.
Hi, James.
Hi, Aneke. Episode 2, it's like Electric Boogaloo.
Yes!
Back in the habit.
We are doing it.
And doing it. And doing it wild. I thought it was wild.
I thought it was well.
Only Google can tell. But who's got the time?
I don't got time to Google.
How's your week, girl?
It's good.
Yeah. I got my... Ooh, she's hitting the octaves.
You like that?
Did you notice anything different about me?
Your haircut is popping. You came and opened up the door like it was a runway. You're like, hey, what's up? And then you like strutted down the hall with your little flannel on and your hot haircut that you're like, Jordan did it. I'm like, who's Jordan?
The 90s are back, y'all.
Is it?
I got my yes, okay. It's back. I decided it's there. I got my haircut. Y'all can't see it because
it
do you know why?
Why?
Because I had a photo session.
What?
At the DMV.
Oh, I think I saw these pictures.
I had a photo session at the DMV this week, y'all. It was like lights, camera, action. I was ready to work it.
Yes.
I think I blinked in my photo.
No.
I choked the last minute. Because
you're like,
I've been lying for like 3 hours. Yeah. At first, I go in there with like high spirits. I'm like, I'm going to rock this photo. I've been like practicing in the mirror, trying to get the right look, trying to think about everything that Tyra Banks has taught me. I got a smize.
You got a smize.
And I was practicing, and then like she was like, lights, camera, action. And I choked.
Like,
I choked.
That's how I do it all the time. That's why I have the same picture since I was 21. Doesn't look like me at all anymore.
Oh.
But I look hot.
Oh.
I've had a couple people double take on my picture because now I look like an old crone. They're like, who's this old lady handing me this fresh-faced, beautiful woman's ID?
I doubt that people really think that you're an old, crusty old lady.
The high school students that I used to work with did.
Well, that's because they think, like, anything over the age of 20 is, like, 80 and about to die.
It's so true.
Do I look any younger or anything?
Because of your haircut?
Because it's my...
birthday!
Oh, thank you. You shouldn't have. I'm so glad I didn't have to remind you.
Okay. To you.
This is not...
Happy. I'm not going to continue.
Are you going to keep your clothes on? Because
I'm sitting here in pasties.
I'm uncomfortable.
You better be. I'm twirling them for you. Twirling. Pasties. Reverse my pasties.
I'm uncomfortable and I wish I...
All right, I'll put my shirt
back
on.
Okay, thank you.
Back on.
Yeah. But so I'm the big 3-0.
30. Welcome.
It's nice. Feels good. Feels cozy.
I'm going to stop singing. I'm sorry.
It's Aneke the Musical. This is what this podcast is.
Apparently.
Oh my God. Did you see...
What did I see?
Did you see it?
See what?
Hello. Did you see the new Madonna music video?
No. I read a thing with the slides.
What?
I saw a bunch of stills.
You had like a week.
I'm kind of sick of Madonna.
Stop it.
I'm going to be honest.
You bite your tongue. You bite it. Bite. She can hear you. The music video, everyone's like, some people are up in arms
about
it.
Bitch, I'm Madonna, right?
Yes, absolutely. Bitch, I'm Madonna. Mm-hmm. And she had like all these different like guest celebrities involved in the music video.
People say it's an antithesis to the Taylor Swift video.
Right, but Madonna never she never was like, this is what she was trying to do. Like, everybody, the media, they tried to pit it as that. All Madonna was like, she's going to have some people in her music videos. She never branded it as anything else. And then everybody was all butthurt and upset.
It's true.
Because Beyonce wasn't in it for more than like 5 seconds.
Beyonce don't got no time for that.
I mean, a lot of these people are like busy and working. I get upset because I think that, to me, mm-hmm. Madonna's been in the industry for so long. I personally feel she can do whatever the fuck she wants.
It's true.
If you don't like it, and that's fine, then it's not for you. But
just
I think
let her do her shit.
Yeah, like I don't understand why people have to go out of their way to like get upset with her. Like, she's too old, sit down.
I think, and I'm just playing devil's advocate here, because I
love a good devil's advocate.
Troll. I support, and I'm saying devil's advocate because I'm a full-on Madonna, you do what you want to do. I do feel that there is a little bit of trying too hard.
Mm-hmm.
And she, even though that's kind of just been Madonna's steez, that people don't quite, like, if you look back at, like, a virgin, she was trying hella hard.
Madonna's always, like, isn't that, that's part
that's
of, like.
That's just her jam.
And that's part of, like, I think the Diplo was saying that the idea about being everybody's a Madonna. That's mm-hmm. what the whole entire song is about, that everybody's a Madonna. And being a Madonna is about pushing and being big and being whatever the fuck that you want to be.
I believe it.
I just feel like they think that there's a double standard, because mm-hmm. I feel that, you know, when Mick Jagger is mm-hmm. old and singing songs, people are like, that's cute. Look at that old man. But as soon as an older woman gets up, they're like, sit down, old lady. Well, don't you do that.
But don't you feel like Mick Jagger has been doing the same thing forever? And Madonna, which is great, she's innovative and she's trying new things. But every time there's somebody new and exciting, she's like, come be in my video.
Because she is, honestly, I understand it. She's kind of, you've kind of got to pay homage to her. She's the grandmother. She's the grandmother of pop. I'm sure she loves that. Madonna, I know you're listening, and I'm sorry to call you the grandmother of pop music, but you are. She's given birth to like all these.
She did. No, okay.
Well, she's one.
She's still the mother of pop. She could be our parents.
Totally. I just think that, like, you kind of got to, like, you know, pay your dues and say, hey, Madonna, what's up? Before,
I believe it. But I do think her kiss on Drake was kind of weird. And
I
gross.
Don't see it.
It was gross.
Stay
man.
Away from that. But
she was just like,
here's the biggest thing I'm nervous.
Face.
You know what I'm most nervous about? Because everyone's, like, picking Madonna apart. And guess who's on her way back?
Ooh.
Janet Jackson is coming back, and
Janet's
I think
different.
The same. No, no, no. I think the same things are gonna happen because I remember back in high school when mm-hmm. All For You came out.
Yeah.
Somebody was like, "She's old," and she was like 38. They're like, "She needs to sit down."
No.
I think the same things are gonna happen to her. That like here's the thing: if Janet's not dancing hard enough, if she looks too sexy, everything about her is gonna be nitpicked.
Yeah.
And it just sucks because like when men come back, mm-hmm. you know, if Ice-T were to drop an album tomorrow,
Shaggy's like back.
People are like, no one's like he's too. Or he looks weird. Eminem's like 40 years old, and no one cares what he looks like or that he's
always
too old.
A double standard for women.
It's upsetting to me that like let these ladies, these iconic women, do whatever they want.
I totally believe it. I totally completely believe it. I'm excited for Janet Jackson.
Ooh, the Islands.
The Islands interlude.
All of her album, all of her things so far have just been interludes.
Okay. Let's pretend. What's her new interlude going to be this year?
Well, it's Conversations in a Cafe.
That's the name of the album?
Well, no. Those are the interludes so far.
How do
you
know this?
Hello, it's called The Internet.
Already looked up her interludes?
No, it's...
And you didn't
she's
tell
tweeting
me?
It. Where have you
what?
Been? Aneke, you haven't seen Madonna's music video. You haven't been tweeting.
I don't trust your commitment
to this project right
now. Believe me. It's now summertime in Neck, and
you
I'm
said that
catch
last
up.
Time.
Yeah, but then I had to go to a workshop for a week.
A workshop?
Yes.
Where you working?
Where I worked.
It was like a work bitch workshop?
Yes.
Because you work bitch.
Yes.
You want a Lamborghini? You want a hot body? A Bugatti? There's only 5 of those.
I was trying to remember.
Are you on your way?
I already got a Bugatti.
Oh, girl.
I got pasty Bugattis on.
Why do you keep talking about your pasties? Wait, back to the Janet Jackson interlude.
Yes, okay.
So let's pretend we're in a cafe. So that's what it'll be. We're in a cafe.
I already got my mug of wine right now.
By the way, Neck is just drinking wine.
I ain't drinking wine.
I'm taking a 30-day or 23-day sabbatical from drinking, which they can hear you sipping on your sippy cup of wine.
What?
Aren't we playing Confessions of a Tour? Or wait, Confessions of a Janet Jackson?
Of a cafe, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So it'll be like Janet in a cafe, and she's like... Kyoko,
no.
Can I get a coffee?
Yes, Miss Janet.
mmm, this coffee's good. And then it'll be the next track. It'll be like, dancing,
singing,
dance. I'm on the dance bitch. Flow. I'm on the dance floor. Pasties, boobies in your face. What if her songs, doesn't she talk about having periods? She's like,
yeah, she's like, heavy like a first day of period.
Feedback. Heavy like a first day period.
People will not know what we're talking about right now if they...
If y'all don't know what we're talking about, you need to go listen to all the Janet Jackson albums and interludes.
Go to Spotify. Go to some YouTubes. Don't listen to the tracks.
Just listen to the interludes. Ugh, it's like a podcast.
They're so
only
good.
More random.
Demita Joe.
Is this the rest of our podcast? Is just gonna us just replaying basically all the interludes? You guys can do it on your own.
Yeah, just look it up. You're welcome.
Anything else on Chit Chat Corner?
What else is going on Chit Chat Corner?
Nick is having a baby.
I am with child drinking wine because I'm irresponsible.
Great mother. On that
note, you can drink wine when you can have a glass of wine once a week when you're pregnant.
You're not a doctor and neither am I.
Straight up knock on your window. I thought a witch was out there.
There's no witch at the window.
What was that knock?
Don't you worry about it.
Don't worry. You got a ghost.
On podcast that, ghost. There's a podcast ghost.
Hashtag podcast
ghost. Can you say what? A pod who? Yeah, there it is. All right, on that note, shall we get into some corner topics?
Let's do it. Let's go to the corner. James, what corner are you in?
I am in fuck corner.
Ooh.
Oh, do you know that we also have a parental advisory label on our podcast?
We curse. Sorry.
I had to put it on, otherwise iTunes would take us off.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So we're in the fuck corner, and, you know, I can't promise a lot of jokes today.
Totally understandable.
Feeling very conflicted in so many different ways. Mm. Some moments, I'm very angry. Some moments, I'm sort of sad. Some moments, I'm laughing just to make it through the day.
Yeah.
So the whole entire South Carolina massacre, terrorist attack that happened in our country.
In Charleston,
South Carolina. I'm not going to actually mention the shooter's name.
No, his name should not be honored.
I think his name should be absolutely forgotten. I think it's not important at this point. In the same way, you know, when we look at 9/11, I have no idea who those people are who were involved in it.
Right.
And I think that it's the same sort of situation that a terrorist attack happened in our country. Specifically, kind of want to talk about, we'll go into president corner, presidents and race corner.
Yes.
I wanted to bring something up about how the presidential nominees, specifically in the Republican party, have commented.
Yeah.
So it's actually... Oh.
Hello, election 2016. Get informed. You're voting next year.
Yes, absolutely. Listen to us. We'll help steer you to the direction that
even
you should.
Even in your, you know.
This is. I don't think we're supposed to persuade
which
people which way to vote.
School board president. You should.
Are you running for school board?
Maybe.
Do you know, because of you, I've been going, maybe. Seriously, though.
Yeah, let's bring it back.
So I was actually watching The View. I love me some View. I watched it on Hulu.
Raven Simone, isn't she like a new cast member?
Raven Simone is on it, and sometimes she says a lot of crazy things.
She's crazy.
But she's actually been saying some really interesting things lately.
Oh, like what?
I don't remember. But like, okay, she said something that I was like, that's not crazy.
Oh, good.
And sometimes Whoopi says stuff that's like, you know who's the saving grace on that show? Rosie Perez. Billy, you'll never take me to the movies. White Men Can't Jump.
Google Rosie Perez.
They know
Soul
who she
Train
is. Oh, yeah.
You will not be disappointed. That's all I'm going to say.
Welcome. You're welcome for that little tidbit. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
So I was watching The View, and Senator Lindsey Graham happened to be on Thursday when the event happened. And they were filming in the morning, and there still wasn't a lot of information.
Yeah.
But Lindsey Graham, who's running for the Republican part of the president that he will never win. But
yes.
There were a lot of crazy things from him. And he's from South Carolina. Like, he's the governor of South Carolina. Okay. I think, is he the governor? I don't know. Something South Carolina. So Lindsey Graham, he's running. Google it.
Yeah.
I'm going to get all these tweets about, you don't know.
I hope so. Tweet us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You guys, please.
Hello.
Tweet us. Hi. We have a Twitter.
Yeah.
So Lindsey Graham, he was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And they were asking him, so what do you think? Raven Simone asked,
oh, good
do
for
you
her.
Think it was, you know, racially motivated? She was like, do you think it's racially motivated or was it mental health? And he's right. like, you know, it could be a little bit of one, a little bit of the other. He then said that he thinks it's more so an attack on the church. Okay. Now, here's where that is an idea. Yeah. Okay. Let's investigate.
All right.
But here's the thing. So the shooter said he shot and killed 9 people. Mm. All of them are black. It was a historically like black church that has been around since like this church has like so much history behind it.
Historic.
So historical. And this 21-year-old white terrorist shooter said, you rape our women and you're taking over the country and you have to go. Yeah. Granted, this information wasn't necessarily, this quote specifically wasn't available at the time when right. he was on. So, but you know, you look at like none of the other, there's a lot of churches in the area. None mm-hmm. of them had been attacked. So that's, you know, so Lindsey Graham and a lot of the senators and right. people running for office and a lot of the Republicans are not calling it really what it is. So Jeb Bush, Jebby, good old yes. Jebby, Jebby's running.
In Florida, right?
So Jeb Bush from Florida, they asked him what he thought was behind it.
Yeah, what did he say?
He said, I don't know what was on the mind or the heart of the man who committed these atrocious crimes.
Okay.
But we do know what was on the mind of
He said it.
He said it right out.
He
South
was
Carolina
very clear.
Governor Nikki Haley says, we do know that we'll never understand what motivates anyone to enter one of our places of worship and take the life of another.
But we do. He said
but
it.
That's the thing is that we do know. And
he literally spelled it out for the rest of the world.
And Fox News and a lot of these Republicans have been continuously spinning it as this idea that we don't know what motivated him, you know.
But we do.
Let's see, even like Governor Chris Christie said,
New Jersey,
he said this type of conduct is something that only our display of our own love and good faith that's in our heart can change. Laws can't change this. Only the goodwill and love of the American people can let those folks know that that act is unacceptable, disgraceful, and we need to do more to show them we love each other.
That's so wishy-washy.
He goes on. Oh, I wish I should be doing this in a New Jersey accent, shouldn't I? Open our chest, open our hearts, show love to each other. That was Chris Christie.
One, I'm glad that you gave us that accent. That was good. It made it authentic.
Sorry.
It was good.
Yeah.
But two, I'm glad that you brought up him because everybody, especially out here in California, like to just say, oh, it's the South.
No.
Oh, it's the South that's racist.
Can we also remember
no,
that
I'm
Oregon
sorry.
Was founded to be a white utopia?
Yes,
that
that's
black
right.
people couldn't own property in Oregon.
They were not allowed to live in Oregon. No yes. other races. Oregon was founded to be a white utopia.
Mm-hmm.
So next time you go to Portland and you wonder why it's so white, government legislation.
And can I tell you, I'm so tired of people always being like, oh, I love Portland. It's so great. And it's just like, no, it's really not. It's just a lot of white people being peaceful among. I mean, I guess it's nice if you're, you know, white, but I went to Portland to go visit my, you know, ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, you had
to. And I felt so uncomfortable the entire time. And I kept feeling everyone staring at me, and he kept being like, I don't notice. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's so
of course
ironic.
You don't.
I have a friend, the only person that I know in Portland, and I'm going to call her a friend, even though she's kind of an acquaintance, but hey, guess what, Kirby, you're my friend.
Oh.
She lives in Portland.
Hi, Kirby.
And she's black.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Girl,
and she's
how
a
is that going on?
So
Kirby.
I would love to hear her points of
we
view.
We should have her on the show.
I know. And she seems to, she, from what I gather, she likes it.
I'd like to see Portlandia from her perspective.
They need to
that's
have more
a
black
show.
People on Portlandia.
Where they
got to
find them?
Man.
Where they got to find them? I think it's very, I think that show's very representational.
Actually,
of what's going on in Portland.
Portland is super segregated, but now we're getting off point.
Sorry. Just the whole entire point of, I think the problem is not being able to name what is actually going on in this country.
Right.
That race is a problem in our country.
Yes.
And my thing is, and also because like he so specifically said it, and I get so frustrated because, you know, there, I had someone who posted something and they're like, I would not, this person was 21 years old. And they're like, I wouldn't call him, because called him a man or something. And like,
right.
I wouldn't call him a man and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, but he was 21. He's able to vote.
Right.
And, you know, when they were talking about Tamir Rice and, you know, all these other young, unarmed black men.
Right. Just living their lives.
And what did I just call them? I called them unarmed black men. They were babies. They were teenage. They were kids. Tamir Rice was 12 years old, and the media continuously billed them as young men or men or thugs, and made them seem older than the way they really are. Right. And the way that a lot of the media is spinning this situation now.
He's so young.
He didn't know any better. Bullshit.
He was there for an hour praying with them. He knew what he was doing.
Well thought out plan, and that the fact is the matter is that these ideas he didn't just wake up this way.
No.
You know, and you know what also really upsets me is that, like, you know, they're like not trying to like involve the parents or blame the parents and stuff like that. But during 9/11, anybody associated with those terrorists, like if we knew their families, whatever, they were all associated with that. His entire family, everyone that knows him is absolutely at fault, because there's no way that this was a secret of his, of how he felt.
Right. There's a certain protection that is given to our white criminals.
No, to white people.
Right. But I'm just saying in a, you know.
Sure.
In a media stance.
Yes.
Where they're allowed to separate from their being raised. They're allowed to use their mental capacity as a scapegoat. And true, I will freely acknowledge that he probably wasn't working with everything that you need to be working with there. But I will, and I'll get to this in the next corner, that he was influenced by everything that's around us. And the way that he's treated, he's given a bulletproof jacket.
Oh my gosh.
He's not handcuffed.
Yeah.
He is...
He's alive.
He's alive.
And he's actually in his prison cellmate is the officer who shot an unarmed black man.
Get out of here. Are you kidding me?
And it's kind of frustrating. It's so interesting. I mean, prisons are very racially divided as well. So yes. To me, he's going to be in this prison and he's only going to breed even more into.
He's
going
to be celebrated by the white supremacy that's in the prison.
Yeah.
And he'll probably be released as an older man. I mean, weren't you just bringing up when we were off mic about George Zimmerman?
Oh, yeah, George Zimmerman. I mean, but that's the thing is that, like, well, here's the thing that I have, you know, when this happened, you know, I had posted something that I'm no longer surprised by these incidents, and I'm no longer surprised by the treatment that white folks get in these sort of situations, because this past year, you know, with getting older and turning 30 and just all the events, and here's the thing, it's not like any of this stuff is new.
No.
This stuff has been happening, and it's just, thankfully, social media is actually amazing. Not only can you get cat pictures and food pictures, but you can get all this stuff about, like, what is really happening, and so people's eyes can start getting waking up, and it is absolutely, you know, Ferguson really hurt, and you know, I grew up in a the black church, and seeing those photos, I'm like, that's like my aunt, that's, I know those people, but the thing is that I have come to realize and accept and understand is we don't live in, I wouldn't say that we live in a class society, we live in a race society, and I think it's time for us to admit that there are different rules for different people.
Yes.
That, you know, the prisons are overpopulated with black folks in them, most of them on marijuana drug charges. Statistically, it's been proved, statistically, white people smoke just as much as pot.
And let's just clarify that it's possession, it's not selling half of the time.
Yes. And white folks are smoking pot, but they don't go to prison for it in the same way that we do. And then once you're in prison, you lose your right to vote.
To get a good job.
You know, and Hillary Clinton, she...
What'd she say?
Hill, good old Hill. She was like...
2016, remember to vote next year.
She was like, that's stupid, let's get rid of it. That wasn't her quote. She's off the pulpit.
That's stupid, get rid of it.
No, but Hillary Clinton was like, this needs to be revoked. Because it doesn't make sense that, like, all of a sudden, like, you're not a human being, you're not a citizen, you've got no rights, no privilege, none of that.
Right.
It's
painful, but it's good to talk about. It's good to acknowledge. We need to continue this conversation.
Oh, Jeb Bush was then asked again after more information.
Okay, what did he say?
He had a second chance, y'all. Here's what he said the second time.
Fingers crossed. Come on, Jeb.
What's a Floridian accent?
Just talk.
It was a horrific act, and I don't know what the background of it is, but it was an act of hatred.
Okay, so he said hatred.
Yes, but what's the word that we're looking for?
Racism.
Starts with an R. Rhymes with sexism, but it's racism. Yes, absolutely. So here's what I want to leave for this section. Huffington Post, they wrote a really great article, 7 Ways to Be a White Ally for Charleston and the Black Community. Great. Here we go. Number 1. Don't reinforce the mental illness or loner narrative.
Yes.
Don't do that. Learn about the history of the AME, that church.
Yes. Learn about the history. Spread it.
Spread it. Yes. Reject the notion, number three, reject the notion that the attack was part of a war on Christianity.
Oh my God.
Which that's what these presidential candidates and Fox News.
Right. Take religion out of it.
Because there's even a map of like all the other churches that were around.
Right he in didn't the vicinity.
Go to them at all if he was really going after it.
Racially targeted.
He absolutely. Number four, dispel the myth that more guns solve problems. The NRA is trying to be like, mm-hmm. the NRA tried to blame the church. That because if they would have had guns, then they could have shot back like the Wild West.
No.
And like, that's what we need, guns in a place, a safe place of worship.
No.
That's, yes. Also, oh, sidetrack really quick, but do you know that since 2009, the purchase of firearms has gone up?
Oh my God.
Because every time there's a Democrat in office, they run to go buy their guns because they're afraid that you're going to take them away.
Okay.
Number five, remember the names of the victims. That's why we're not even saying this person's name.
No.
Number six, understand the history connected to terrorism on black churches.
Can I go back to number five really quickly? I think that we need to not only remember the names of the victims, but celebrate them.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to see who these people are. Celebrate who they are. Celebrate the legacy that they left. Celebrate that their lives impacted other people.
Yes.
They're special. They're beings.
Beautiful lives and beautiful. And oh my God, can you believe it that the entire community in that church mm-hmm. has forgiven him?
I can't even handle like, that.
They're better and bigger than me because like I'm not usually a fan of the death penalty, but the fact that he gets to continue to live, he's not going to care. He's not going to have any remorse over this.
I don't see...
And it just upsets me because unarmed young black children get right. murdered. There's, you know, the police, you know, McKinley, Texas. And
I can't. No.
So... Yeah. Oh, but since the end of the civil rights movement, over 100 churches have been burned. And there's black churches. And Clinton there was in the span of 18 months, mm-hmm. there were all these churches in like 96 that had been burned. And Clinton gave a really good speech about that. And it still applies today.
See, I'm so glad that you brought up that it was in 1996 because people tend to only assume that it was during like pre-civil rights movement.
Mm-mm.
No, it's now.
The KKK did all of that. Like still, they're still in operation. And the last one, number seven, connect to the Black Lives Matter movement.
Yes.
Realize that this strategy is part of a larger system. Pay attention, have compassion, and speak up. That last part, you know, mm-hmm. I feel like there's been a lot of like, what can I, like, that speak up part is right. that like now you have, I'm going to challenge all the white folks is that this is your time to get involved.
I would say beyond white folks, everybody.
Everybody. But my thing is like, to me, it's like the people in power, if you have power and you have right. privilege, it is your, we didn't create this. Like no. we're trying to live through the trauma of what it means to be black in America,
right.
black woman in America, black gay man in America.
Right.
There's a lot of work for us to have to do on a daily basis. Why are we the ones who are always fighting and right. having to be upset about this? I'm tired of this.
I know.
It's your turn. It's your turn to get upset and to get involved. Take to the streets. Demand better.
This is why I was so upset about the whole Rachel incident when we were talking about it.
Yeah.
Because she would have been a powerful ally.
True.
You know?
Yes.
Embrace being an ally because you're helping.
Yeah.
You're helping so much. I'm just so excited that several of my friends have reached out and said, what can I do to help?
Good. But also amazing. Know that it's not your job to teach them what to do.
No, it's not.
That, like, and I think it's great that people are also wanting to get involved. Oh, can I also say something else that wasn't mentioned in the article?
Sure.
Oh, what else you can do in general with helping black folks?
Yes.
Stop watching Friends. Are you serious? Stop watching all white media. Stop
right.
watching all white movies because I think we need to start rejecting things that do not celebrate diversity.
And right.
throw it out there. I don't watch a movie unless there's two strong female characters in it, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Because we kind of need to boycott that. We're not going to accept white supremacy. Like, shows mm-hmm. and programming to me,
mm-hmm.
only like, stop watching Woody Allen movies. I've never seen a Woody Allen movie.
They're boring anyways. He's
only casted two black people. One was a prostitute and one was a basketball player.
I can't even handle that.
So stop supporting things that do not help push the advancement
right.
of people of color.
And just because you may not be black, but you want to see a movie that features an all-black cast, support it. Go watch
and
it.
You know
it's
what?
Made for you, too. It's made for everyone.
And I'm going to warn you, it might be terrible. Just the same way that a lot of gay movies are also awful. Because we are not given the privileges necessarily to go to these fancy-ass film schools. But if you don't support our work, we can't get any better. It might be terrible.
It might be terrible.
But go watch it anyways.
Give us some money so we can make a better film.
Thank you. That's it.
Hey, James.
What you doing?
I'm just chilling over here in the systems corner.
Uh-oh, this does not sound like fun to me. Is it? Don't
not
lie to me.
Not really.
Okay, everybody, buckle down.
Buckle down.
Systems corner.
You're about to learn some ish.
Learn me.
Okay, so basically, I kind of want to dive deeper into the whole issue of Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think a lot of people seem to get distracted by some of the immediate concerns, where it's like, 9 wonderful people were murdered, but why?
Mm-hmm.
And focusing
why
on...
Why were they?
Why? And the immediate thing to say is this person, who a lot of people are saying has
terrorist
mental illness, what, you know, whatever, came in and shot up a church. I want to point out that there's a lot more that plays into it that we tend to forget. Or not, we all know, but ignore, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Like what?
What does the South Carolina flag look like?
I think it's red.
Red's
involved.
I think
it's got a little blue.
It has a
which is very American. Red and blue. It's got some white.
Deceptively
and there's like
an
American. X. Like a Malcolm, it's the flag of Malcolm X, isn't it? No? Am I wrong? No? But there's an X on it. Am I right?
There is an X.
I don't know. Where have I seen that before?
Maybe a little thing called the Civil War.
Oh, I do remember that.
Maybe a little thing for the team that lost.
America
maybe
loves
a little
a loser.
Thing for the team that wanted to support the enslavement of an entire people stolen from their home.
What? But that flag doesn't mean that for them anymore.
Oh, it's Southern pride. No.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things, and this is where I want to kind of get into, is that there's a lot of things that can support Southern pride.
That,
the South is beautiful.
Yeah, there's peaches.
There's magnolia trees.
Beautiful Southern accents.
That's negotiable.
I but, love okay, them!
Yes.
They're
there's
cute.
Sweet
oranges,
tea. There's
sweet
all
tea.
Of that. There's plenty of things in the South that you can use that you can create as a emblem of Southern
their
pride.
Their flag should be just sweet tea.
It's better than the Confederate flag.
Got me there. Okay. Point taken.
So this is what I'm saying, that there are so many flags in the South, a part of their state flags, that include this emblem. It's basically, to me, as a black person, I see the Confederate flag, and I immediately
I'm
think...
I'm scared.
Right. And there are black people that live there and have to deal with that.
And
that's just background noise to them, constantly.
Always. And, oh my God, can I tell you this like really sad story about this black boy who lives in South Carolina?
Just
I'm going
tell
to.
Me. All right.
A friend of mine told me because she moved there to South Carolina mm-hmm. and is talking about, you know, I wish that my racists were just more like blatantly racist. Like, and the
yeah.
point where they're just like, hey, I'm a racist. I hate
right.
the ones who are like, I'm in the middle. I'm devil's advocate.
No.
Just let me know you're a racist.
No, you're racist.
And she's like, oh, they're here in South Carolina. And then there was this young black man mm-hmm. who she was taking a class with him and he had the Confederate flag tattooed on his arm.
See, no.
And for him, she was like, what are you doing? And he was like, oh, it's Southern pride.
No.
And it's so sad because what he's done is like, and in some ways I understand, like maybe I'm trying to understand
no,
that,
but
he's
can't.
Branded himself with something that
right.
hates him.
Exactly.
And this country's done such a good job of making everybody
right.
forget and be fooled.
Right. That's the point that I'm trying to make. So we are a country of people, with the exception of Native Americans who live here.
Damn,
from
this,
here.
That is some fucked up shit. This
yeah,
is their country. That's
gonna,
another
I can't
issue
even, I can't
next
even dive
week.
Into that.
I'm
but,
sorry, y'all.
But we're a country of immigrants, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why then, after slavery was abolished in 1865, why?
Which is not that long ago.
Not that long ago.
Stones
but why,
throw away.
But there's been thousands and hundreds of people that have come to this country. Why do they then pick up that racism that black people are bad, that black people should not be trusted, that black people need to be followed around? I got followed around in a Target.
Mm-hmm.
Why then?
I see, like, I mean, white women are terrified of gay right? black ass me. I can't sashay down the street enough, and they're still terrified.
I know, but do you get what I'm saying a little bit? Where it's so ingrained. Within our system.
Yes.
And it's things like describing somebody as a thug, saying, I'm scared to go to Oakland.
Right.
Saying things that, just go ahead.
Here's what's so crazy about this is that, like, when was the last time you saw in the media a black person went on a rampage shooting a bunch of white people?
Never.
It doesn't happen. No. And if anything, the only people that should really be terrified in this country are black people, because we're either going to get killed by other white people or got killed by each other.
But not like, even to
white people are actually kind of safe. Like,
right. And here's the point, too, that it isn't the killing makes the news, but each and every single black person out there has been followed by someone at a store, has been accosted by the police, probably, maybe, has happened, has been looked weirdly, has had a purse clutched around them,
right,
just by being themselves. And that isn't, and this isn't me saying that I'm blaming white people. I'm blaming the systems that have been in place ever since slavery ended. Slavery ended, and there was a period of Reconstruction, which just did not work out because of class issues, because of the people in power trying to maintain the power, which means pitting the two low-class white people and newly freed slave black people against each other, and giving power to those that did not look like the majority. And because of that, we are now in a downward spiral where everyone still somewhat believes that we are not on the same level.
And that's what I'm saying, is that we don't live in a class society. We live in a racist society. Yes. And it's sort of like, you know, I feel like I woke up this morning and I realized it's like I live in apartheid or something. And I think that we just need to, I would like us to all just actually openly admit, I know it sucks and it feels uncomfortable too, but we all need to admit and understand that there are different rules for black people than there are for white people. There are different rules. And we just need to understand that and accept that like it's not the same. It is not equal. We have been lied to.
Right.
I was lied to in school that like they told us that it doesn't matter if you're a girl or you're a boy, if you're black or white, but it does.
It does.
And we're not doing ourselves a favor by continuing this lie anymore.
No. And here is a way, and I know you guys out there listening will be, well, okay, well, what do I do? Here's one thing that you can do. No matter who you are, if you sit there and you feel uncomfortable about a certain situation, live in that situation. Mm-hmm. If you feel like, I'm not racist, but I just don't want to date a black person, sit there and think, well, why not?
Mm-hmm.
It's
challenge.
I'm
everything.
Telling you that it's okay to feel how you feel. You know?
Because it's not your fault. You grew up in this racist ass society.
And I think that's the thing
that
most people.
It's so ingrained in all of us. And all of you. Yeah.
All of us.
Yeah. And I mean, because even like with like, you know, everyone's perceptions of what is, you know, I want to tell you, your black is beautiful.
Aww.
I want to start like, experiencing that, because it's like, because we were having to fight against all these like mainstream ideas of what the standard of beauty is, which is a very European.
Very European.
Standard.
Right.
Very white standard.
Yes. And it's ingrained. It's the same reason if you look at a magazine cover. If you see a magazine cover with Vogue on it and there's a black woman on it and you don't feel like you should pick it up, ask yourself why.
Pick it up.
Right.
Buy
if
it.
You feel like you want to see a Tyler Perry movie,
ugh, wait,
even
no,
though
no.
you shouldn't, you Let's, shouldn't. Okay,
Lee
let
Daniels?
Me, let me
wait, somebody else. Spike
Lee.
Lee. Spike Lee.
Lee Daniels is a little bit more controversial.
Okay.
So let's say you want to see a Lee
or
Daniels
Or go watch
movie.
Chocolate City.
If you want to see
Chocolate City, it's the black version of Magic Mike. Go watch it. I hear it's not the best written thing, but who cares?
Who cares?
Go see it. Support it. Genuine's in it.
Definitely ask yourself why you're feeling that way. If you are walking in the middle of the night and you see a group of black men and you feel uncomfortable, ask yourself later on, why did I feel uncomfortable? And then you'll realize, you'll slowly, as you're questioning yourself, you'll slowly understand that it isn't you. It's what the messages have been told to you.
Mm-hmm.
Messages in the news, messages in magazines, messages just by the way people talk. If someone says, hey, I'm afraid to go to Oakland, maybe be like, well, why? You
stop
know?
Using the word ghetto and
stop using
thug
ghetto.
And
stop
all that
using
shit.
Thug.
And don't touch my hair. Someone touched my hair yesterday.
Oh, please. I hate that shit. Number one rule, if you are not black,
don't touch
a black person's hair.
I know you're curious, but no.
Ask.
You can date me, and then you can be all up in this hair.
Right.
All this good, good hair.
Shake that good, good hair. But, and this goes to other races, this goes to genders, this goes to anything. Ask yourself why you're uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Why am I uncomfortable about this? Mm-hmm. And you'll eventually come to the realization that you can fix that pattern in you. Mm-hmm.
Here's, you know, where I'm kind of landing, and I was talking to my therapist about this. Mm-hmm. I also, never mind, I won't go into that. I'm like, I don't trust people who are not in therapy. Anyways.
Yeah, I'm not in therapy.
I know, I barely trust you.
I'm kind of your therapist. It's weird. I talk to myself in the mirror at night.
As long as it's yourself stroking and not yourselves. Okay, now it's getting weird. We're going to talk about this offline.
With only a flashlight.
Oh, that's cute.
And what a glass of wine.
Okay, now it got weird.
Okay, go ahead.
My thing is, like, in the same way, I always like to equate it to this of, in the same way, there's two, in the same way that I don't think it's women's job to fight for equal rights anymore. Mm. It's you don't have the power. Why are you? We all know that it doesn't exist. Mm. The men need to turn around in this country and work towards fighting for women's equal rights. Mm. In the same way, I think it is exhausting. Like, people of color are fucking exhausted to be equal. Mm-hmm. We did not create this. We have to, it's hard enough mm-hmm. being black and gay, black and a woman, black, gay and blind and in a wheelchair, or whatever. It's hard enough, existing daily, the work and trauma that we already have, to then on top of that have to also fight to be equal.
Right.
The people who already have this equality and this privilege, they need to be the ones to turn around. In the same way, Paris Hilton.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm going. Where are we going? Right. She was born into privilege.
Right.
Rich ass privilege. It's not the homeless person's job to fight to have, it is her job to turn around and spread that wealth. If you have that power and privilege, it is your turn. So what I'm saying is that you're not doing enough, white America. White America's not doing enough.
Well, here's my thing.
You're not doing enough.
I think I will never, ever look down on anybody with where they're coming from for not fighting. Like, if there is a black person and they're not going out there and marching in the street, I get it.
I add to that? Because to be black in America and to wake up every day, that's enough protest.
Right.
That's enough. You're already existing. If I smile down the street, that is me protesting. Right. If I am successful, that is me protesting. If I'm angry, that is me protesting. To be black in America is protest in and of itself.
Yes. And I totally agree. But I do want to say is as a rally cry that, and God, I'm blanking on his name right now, but he's a great
Frederick Douglass.
No.
Malcolm X.
No.
Harriet Tubman.
Damn it. Well, anyways, I'll tweet it out.
But Morgan Freeman.
He's an activist, and he has said that it's scary to relinquish your chair at the privileged table. And I get it.
Wow, yeah.
It is scary. And that's why I think there's so much apathy when it comes to these issues. And so much people are ready to dismiss it because it's scary to give up your privilege. I get it. There are times when if you are white and you support black movements, you will be called, I'll say it, a nigger lover. And nobody wants to be called that. But it is time for you to embrace your role in bettering society. And yes, give up your chair at the privileged table and make a stand and support everyone else. And we'll get there. It will be tough. But by supporting, by talking, by sharing, by speaking out, it will get us to the better place that we need to be at.
It reminds me of this protest sign that I saw during the Ferguson protests. That I was one of the ones I was at. It said, "Silence equals consent."
Right.
It's not enough to listen anymore. You've got to be out there. You've got to be speaking. You might say the wrong things, but that's okay at this point. We're all trying to. I don't have any solutions. NECA doesn't have the solutions. We shouldn't be the ones to have the solutions. We didn't create it. But by nobody talking and no one saying anything, and by you saying it's your issue, and can I just, I want to add one thing I want to add.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it's like in feminist ladyland, but I don't know. I'm sorry.
Let's not call it feminist ladyland. Let's keep it serious.
I don't know what it's like in feminist propaganda. Wait, what is it? Feminazi propaganda land?
Oh my god. Okay.
But so a lot of the gay blogs that I read,
yeah,
none of them talked about this at all in 2 days. Oof. And I wrote to them, I said, I am not only gay, I'm also black. And in case you didn't know, that there's this huge, I know, there's this huge thing that happened. And to me, when I scroll through all of your news articles and none of it is mentioning this atrocity and this terrorist act that happened in your country, like every source should be talking about this. Like, it affects everybody. Everyone should be outraged.
And we are allies to each other.
Yes. Get out of the bars and get into the streets. And that goes into something else to me. I think that a lot of these gay blogs are ran by white gay men. Mm-hmm. And so they just kind of, they're about to get the marriage rights and then they're fine.
Yeah, you get kind of encircled in your own cause. But there's so many other causes. There's so many intersectionalities. We're all together. And you need to support each other and listen and like and share and blog and talk. Mm-hmm. If somebody, it's like if you see a suitcase in the airport that's unattended, say something.
That shit might blow up in your face.
Right?
Boom. Time Traveler's Wife. Yeah. That's the theme song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm the Time Traveler's Wife, and I've traveled to...
History Corner. What? So, actually, the day that you're going to be listening to it, me and James will be... If this is after 6 o'clock and you're listening to this, 6 p.m., me and James will be eating tacos.
At Tacolicious at my birthday party.
Don't drop come by. If you're not invited. Oh. Or you can come.
Well, Nucky says you can't come. Sorry.
Exclusive event.
Okay. What's happening in history time?
But today.
June 19th, which is the day we're filming, recording. Cameras are here. Stop it. What happened today?
Today is June 19th. Otherwise known as Juneteenth. Happy Juneteenth,
Happy
James.
Juneteenth, Aneke.
So Juneteenth. Lincoln outlawed slavery in 1863. January 1863. That's when he was like, end this shit, you guys. Get this is here. Fucked up. It's stop done. It. Stupid. When he was actually kind of moderate about it, but that's a whole another history corner.
That's next time.
So what we're going to go into is that Texas... Hi, Texas.
Hi.
Y'all didn't comply until June 19th, 1865.
Wow.
Which was what?
150 years ago.
But 2 years later than...
Right. I just was surprised. Yeah. Aren't you proud of my math skills?
That was good.
That's because I read it in an article.
Shut up.
Stop. 150!
Whatever. Neither one of us were math majors, so I can't look
artist.
At you. I'm a librarian artist.
There's no
artist in all. Library science.
Wait, what happened today?
Today was Juneteenth. So today, June 19th, 1865, Texas finally outlawed slavery. 2 years later.
Damn. Y'all late.
And here
and
is why they did it.
Talk about us being late?
That's where people. We learned from.
See?
So... They only enforced this after federal troops were sent in. So they were like, wait a minute, what's Texas doing? Texas still got slaves? And they were like, we're still going to have slaves. Shh, don't tell the black people. And then they finally enforced it. And black people were like, thank God.
I'm out of here.
And then that's Juneteenth.
I always wonder, like, then I want to know how that moment was when, like, Jesus. The slave masters were like, all right, y'all, get out of here.
It was,
like, how was that?
It
and
was
then,
probably
and
like
then
a,
where do you go? You're like, okay, I gotta find a job even. And a house. Like, that
I
is
know.
A rough, I can't even
I can't
imagine.
Even, here's That's, the sad thing that I feel about the Texas slaves that were like, yay, we're free. And then, like, they find out later that they could have been
free
two
for 2 years,
years
earlier.
Ago.
The other black folks are like, y'all, where you been? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is a damn shame.
So celebrate Juneteenth because Juneteenth. That's the last day of slavery.
Yes. And that's a huge celebration. I remember my uncle took me to my first Juneteenth celebration in Vallejo, Ooh. California. It was like 15.
Vallejo.
Shout out to Vallejo. There's Juneteenth, wherever you're listening, there are Juneteenth celebrations
yes.
going on all over the place.
Huge.
Go out, celebrate.
Right.
And it's a huge thing. It should be way more celebrated than
I used to kind of look down on it because I felt like it was almost like National Hostage Day where it's like, oh, these people were held captive. But now I look at it in a fact where it's like, no, it's the last day of slavery.
Can you believe that would have been, oh my God, did you know that, did you hear about in Utah, they were going to have a, what is it, white, Uh-oh. Not, some sort of, it wasn't White Privilege Day, but they were doing a White Heritage Day in Utah.
Okay.
A baseball team was celebrating a White Heritage Day.
Like white as the color? Like maybe like
no.
multiple
like
colors?
No, it was Caucasian history. No, it's a Caucasian Heritage Festival. So it's going to be celebrating things like Irish and German, and they're going to eat. Like, they're going to eat. They're going to like. It's fun. They're going to have white bread I'm and mayonnaise.
Irish Heritage Day.
Caucasian Heritage, but they canceled it in light of the South Carolina shootings because everybody was like, "Well, massacre." I don't want to call it a shooting. It was a massacre. But they canceled it.
What are you doing?
They were like, well, "Yeah, exactly." So don't go to a Juneteenth festival, not a Caucasian Heritage Festival.
About Juneteenth, don't think of it as a black holiday. Think of it as an American holiday. It's the day that America became a country that didn't enslave people.
Because that's a huge thing. That. Yay! We're not doing slavery anymore.
We don't enslave people.
Not openly.
Well, we
prisons.
Don't legally enslave people.
Prisons.
Yeah, but that's a whole nother corner.
I'm almost done with Orange is the New Black.
Oh, that's good. Don't tell me. I'm only on episode 5.
Panties. Na, 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 na.
Let me just unscrew this bottle of wine. I need a little taste.
I'm gonna cut that.
No, you better not.
Dun dun dun. Guess where we are?
Oops, I just spilled on your floor.
Wine corner. Apparently, Aneke is drinking wine, but actually, we're gonna go to quiz corner. Quiz corner time.
I thought we were gonna call it Quizlet.
Oh, Quizlet corner time.
Hashtag Quizlet.
Yes. So today's Quizlet, I still haven't really worked out the section. I'm kind of making it up as I go along. Aneke is touching my underwear.
I'm wiping up my wine.
So this is all about, for all my Big Brother fans.
Oh, crickets. No.
So it's a Big Brother quiz. So Aneke, okay. Two truths and a lie is the quiz again today. So you've got a 1 in 3 shot.
If this is about your life, I know that.
Maybe.
maybe.
All right, this is about Big Brother. I've been watching Big Brother for 12 years.
I know.
Is a Big Brother quiz.
You've, like, told me so many verbal dissertations
about Big
Brother.
I was almost on Big Brother. All right, here we go. The quiz. One of these things is a lie.
Okay.
Big Brother 17 will have its first transgender contestant.
Okay.
Or Big Brother this season will have the most diversity, racial diversity it's ever had on the show.
So racial diversity?
Yes. Okay. Or I'm not watching Big Brother this summer. One of these is a lie.
I know what it is.
One of these is a lie.
A lie?
Two of these are truthful. One of these is a lie.
I know one truth because I'm your friend and I'm on Facebook with you.
What?
That you will not be watching Big Brother this year.
I will not be watching Big Brother this year, and that is because you keep going. Wait, which one is the lie? You didn't answer it. You didn't even answer it. I almost spilled it.
Okay.
So
that was a Aneke mind trick that I was trying to
almost
with you.
Worked.
It almost
I was
worked.
Like,
it
well, let
worked.
Me confess everything to you. So one, so you've narrowed it down that either Big Brother's having a transgender person there, or
I'm working through this.
Okay,
I don't think that Big Brother is advanced enough to have Big Brother America will not have a transgendered person on it. So this year, Big Brother is the most racially diverse it's ever been, and you will not be watching it.
That is wrong. Big Brother is whiter than ever this year. Wow. And Big Brother does have its first transgender person on it.
White person?
White person. It is. She's going to be on there. I think
that's great.
I think it's absolutely great. But I think it's stunt. I think because of the Caitlyn Jenner thing that's happening.
Bandwagon.
2 years ago, Big Brother was the most racist, homophobic, sexist that ever been.
Yeah, I remember
they
that.
Owe some diversity on it. And I'm like, my thing is like, don't call yourself a reality TV show if you're not going to depict the reality of America.
It should
and
be
I know
the
it's
makeup
silly.
Of America.
I know
America.
It's a game show, but like the cast is also like all young white people. Where in the good old days, they had like 3 black people on there. One of them was gay. Danielle from the Bay Area almost won. She was a black woman, second runner up from Berkeley.
I've never watched the show.
She was like in her 40s. Like they used to have a much diverse group and ages.
You.
And over the years, it's gotten worse. And so I'm done. I'm over it. I wish this transgender woman the best of luck.
Yeah. I hope she wins it.
But the thing is, like, the minorities are always the first to go on these reality TV shows. And people don't even understand, like, why. They don't understand why, consciously, while they're voting you off. But they're just like, I just don't get along with them.
That's that systems it's again that I was systems. Talking about.
So put more of us on these shows so we're not having to fend for ourselves.
I think I watched the season last year where there was racism? Wasn't there like explicit
that
racism?
That was 2 years ago. That was 2 years ago. That was like blatant racist.
Where they like threw the woman's bed out of
the room? Threw her bed. They said that she was so dark that they couldn't, when the lights are off, they can't see where she is.
Okay, that's just
And they
racist.
Also said some homo... But a lot of them got fired from their jobs.
That's right!
Yes. It was a huge thing. So I just think that, like, you know, CBS, you... If you're listening... CBS, Julie Chen... You're listening out there. Julie, you need to get up on this. Like, you are an Asian woman living in this country. You need to bring the diversity to that TV show.
Your contour skills are on point, though.
They're so good. Because when I'm on that show, I don't want to be the diversity. No. I don't want to be the gay black man and then the rest of all these white folks. They're going to be gunning after me.
Shit, you would kill, like, two birds with one stone.
I want to create an alliance called Minority Corner, and I can't do that if there's not.
No,
it's
just
me.
Be you standing in a corner talking to yourself.
Also, shout out to Caitlyn Jenner. Girl, you can't be a Republican anymore.
No, come on, get out that Republican corner.
Get out of there.
She's rich.
But girl, they are not about you or anything that you've got going on over there. Bring that money over to here. We'll put it to good use.
I'm actually really loving Caitlyn Jenner right now because I watched a preview for her E.
This has nothing to do with the quiz, but keep going.
But I'm just, you know, I'm feeling this and
feeling myself.
I feel like I think everybody should see how much becoming your true self really gives you freedom. And it really expresses how you talk, how you interact. Just in those quick little moments when she's talking to the camera, I feel like, oh yeah, I'm actually seeing her, which is important.
That's beautiful.
I am beautiful. You're beautiful too.
You are. Your black is beautiful.
Your black is beautiful.
Right, we're almost here to the end. This was a very special episode of Minority Corner. It was good. Thank you for coming to the corner. We want to give some love to some folks.
Yes, we definitely do. We have Roboelectric Slide TM has favored our tweets several times. Talk to us. Tweet at us. We are at Minority Corner. On Twitter.
With a K.
With a K.
And also, yeah, you can also tweet us conversations or post things. We have a Facebook page, like our page. You can post things that you think we should talk about or bring to our attention. We really want to keep this a conversation.
We
want to
hear your voices.
Like Lily Tomlin says, get involved in the conversation! If you haven't seen that show, you need to.
Such a beautiful impersonation. Amazing. It's uncanny. What else?
Let's give a shout out to our beautiful theme song music is crafted by Brown Out, which is this awesome band from Austin, Texas. Thank you for giving us permission to use your music.
Seriously, thank you so much.
And I think it's fitting that we're using Brown Out.
Yeah, I like it. Let's brown it all out.
Yeah, the song is called Uzi.
Ooh, Uzi. Mm. I also want to just thank you guys for keeping with us for second episode. Our first one, we know that the sound was kind of weird.
Confession, and the audio might be weird on this one too. Confession, we never read the directions.
We try.
We just plugged it in. Reading, oh, you're a librarian. You should be all about that.
Not directions, books.
And not when you're not at work.
Or an article.
You're like, this is my off day.
No pro bono work for us. I'm sorry.
So thank you for listening. Please spread the word. Yes. All of you. Thank
Minority
you so much.
Minority Corner with a K.
We love y'all.
Bye.
Bye. Your black is beautiful.
So is yours.